Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Today's episode is brought to you by Ayana's Shower Musings. Not really, but really. Have you ever been in the shower and just thought to yourself, like, wow, I really have some great ideas and some deep thought while I'm in the shower? Like, some of my best ideas and thoughts come when I'm in the shower. Have you ever had that kind of moment? I was thinking about the self-help industry and I just had this thought. I was like, you know what? The self-help industry is sort of like a feel-good, encouraging spectator sport. And I call it a spectator sport because a lot of people, they help themselves to a little bit of this and a little bit of that in terms of information and self-help information, but most don't really take the time to go through the process that's required, to do the work, to take the action, to start the planning. So if you're doing none of that, then you're really just a spectator because you're not doing the work. It's just the same as when you watch a spectator sport on TV, just like football or basketball. You're cheering on your team, and a lot of people say we and my team and this and that, but when it comes down to doing the actual hard work, putting in the sweat, putting in the man hours or the woman hours, putting in the thought, making the plans, deciding the plays, deciding what exercises you're going to do to enhance your skill set that you already have, if you're not a part of that process and you're watching everything after it happens and develops into something great, then you're just a spectator. So it just made me think, like, why are we spectators? Why do we tend to participate in that type of practice? We buy these books, and people, the authors keep selling these books and keep creating these books because I think that they're just as well aware that we're, a lot of us are in the business of being spectators of self-help and of saying that we want more and of saying that we want to do more, we want to experience more, we want to live better lives, we want to be better people. We say it, but our actions don't always say it. And your action can't stop and start with just buying a book or listening to a podcast or going to a seminar. All of this stuff, everything that we do, everything that we see, everything that we experience, is up to us. At the end of the day, we have to hold ourselves accountable for the help that we think we seek and that we say we want for ourselves. Because if we're not holding ourselves accountable, then it's all for naught. You can read as many books as you want to, and the information will go in and out. Because you can gather as much information as you want to, but if you don't have the will, the drive, the know-how to apply that information and to actually use it, then it's sort of pointless. So I just had those thoughts in the shower, my shower musings, and I wanted to share with you guys because so many of us are on this journey to find more, to experience more, to do more with our lives, to figure out our purpose, to find out the things that we're passionate about. And none of the books that we read will give us the guidelines for what our life should look like. None of these books, nothing else that we consume, whether it be books, classes, podcasts, seminars, workshops, or anything else, none of that can create the future that you can create for yourself. So it starts and stops with us. It's all about our action. It's all about our discipline. It's all about what we envision for ourselves and being clear about what we envision for ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of these tools can help us along the way if we're open and if we're willing and ready to do the work. But if we're not, and we just want to continue to watch, you'll be watching forever. You'll be watching as everyone else that's willing to do the work passes you by. And you'll be wondering, let's say you'll be left wondering, how did they do it? Why did this work for them? What's different? And what's the major, you know, difference between me and them? The work, the action, the discipline, the follow through, the consuming of the knowledge, and the application of the knowledge, all those things help to amount to the difference between those that win and those that watch. So if you don't want to be a watcher and you want to be a winner, you have to start consuming knowledge with the mindset of using it, of making it work for you, of using it to your advantage, reading these books, taking notes when you're reading these books. Don't just read them once and let them go and think, oh yeah, that was some great information. Take notes, figure out how you can apply it to your life. When you're reading some of these books and there's a question and it asks you to fill out this specific section and answer specific questions, do it. Even if it feels silly, even if it feels stupid, do it. You're only going to help yourself in the end. So let's work on, as ambitious women trying to lead a life according to her and on this journey, let's work on being women of action. Let's work on doing instead of being spectators of the work. Let's do the work. If you've made it this far and you like what you've heard, share if you care. That was corny, right? But anyway, I'd be super grateful on the real if you'd subscribe on iTunes and if you'd rate us. Definitely would also appreciate you telling a friend. Thanks for hanging out with us, and as always, keep killing it.